Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Fantastic Friday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Cecily. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Awakenings Part 1, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But if you're feeling even a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And today's artist spotlight, very gifted singer, songwriter, and actress, Victoria, Lord have mercy, new EP, Lovers. So what we're going to do, we're going to give her a call, be like GT, bring good things to life, and get her to vibe with the Teddy Bear. So we can do here. Teddy Bear, LOTL, The Zone.
Hello?
Good afternoon. May I speak with Victoria, please?
Okay. How are you?
Victoria, this is Teddy Bear from LOTO Radio. How are you doing this afternoon, my love?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And congratulations.
Thanks
for having me. Oh, the pleasure is truly ours. I got to ask you. You are doing so many different things. You already have 5 movies in the hopper already, and then you managed to get some time, get in the studio, and do this EP, Lovers. How did you manage to do all this?
Well, I came here to do music, but then I ended up doing my master's degree in film. So then I did acting for about 3 years, so that's kind of back when. And then last year onwards, I've been focusing more on my music. So so I've just been working on my music while acting here and there, but really just focusing on my music because that's my main passion. And then earlier this year, January or February, I think the EP got released. I've been like really waiting for a long time to release this and to work on it, and I'm finally glad, you know, it's out there for everyone to hear.
Well, you did an exceptional job, and I must ask you, for those who are not familiar with you as far as on the music end, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
For me, I think when I was in high school, I was kind of bored. I like science and math, but I just felt really bored and something was missing. So that's when I started writing lyrics. So I'm not really one to emote my feelings, you know, to the world. So that's kind of how I share my expressions and feelings, by writing lyrics. So all my lyrics, I like to add metaphors, like hidden meanings behind it, so it comes from mostly personal experience. And in terms of the sound and my music, I was classically trained when I was younger. So now I'm doing pop, electropop, but I still like to infuse classical instruments and classical vibes, singing in my choir voice as well from time to time, kind of in my pop voice as well. So I think that's kind of how, I describe it.
I want to touch back on something that you said, and I find it very interesting and very enlightening. You said that you use this form to emote your emotions, because a lot of people, you have introverted and you have extroverted people, and it's very challenging to show that level of transparency to people, allow someone to get that close to you. Do you look at this more or less as being a muse for you, an outlet where people get an idea of, get a better idea of who you are, not just as an artist, but also as a person?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, for me, I'm such a private person that I also get scared to kind of express my feelings and just putting it out there. And for me, it's definitely an outlet and, you know, a stress release, just putting everything on lyrics into melodies and songs. Also because, like, growing up, I had a lot of insecurities and, you know, low self-esteem. It's taken several years to kind of, you know, grow my confidence back and to be happy with who I am on the inside, because I feel like happiness comes from within, and I've been working on that. And I think some of the songs, like the Better Day song, kind of express what I've been going through and where I come from. Yeah, it's like such a great emotional release, and for people to hopefully relate to my music and my lyrics, and to hopefully inspire them as well. For anyone going through, you know, just struggles or obstacles in life, like, no one's alone. We all go through that. And for me, music, it does something to me. Like, I'm sure it does a lot to other people as well. It does something to me that no other thing can do. Like, it's such a fulfillment to me. Yeah.
Do you ever get an opportunity to kind of sit back? I don't know if you realize it or not, but being able to speak upon something like that, as far as having those kind of insecurities, that you're helping a lot of young women out there, because you would think, wait a minute, she's a very highly intelligent woman, very beautiful. Wait a minute, what kind of, I mean, what could be possibly holding her back? How could she possibly have any insecurities? And you find a lot of people going through that same obstacles in life, and they don't have that kind of outlet or someone they can speak to invoke what they're going through. Do you feel like you're helping a lot of people by expressing this?
I believe so, because sometimes I would get messages, you know, when others are kind of going through depression or things in your life, like, they would tell me, like, oh, your music really helped me, I've been listening to this all day. And one of the songs from the EP, like, Better Day, that's, like, such, I don't know how to explain it. The outro chorus has a lot of, like, oohs and ahs, and that's kind of, like, me crying, but in a musical form. So, like, I've been getting, you know, feedback from fans and other people saying that, like, it really helps them. But also on my social media, like, mostly Instagram, I sometimes post, like, you know, self-motivation, like, little lines, like, quotes and stuff. So hopefully, you know, it helps people, because you can never judge a person by the cover of a book. Like,
right.
You never know what's going on with them, even though everything might seem great or on social media. Like, don't trust everything you see, you know.
Well, I definitely understand it, because excuse me, you would, like you said, you may look at a person and you say, hey, they have the world on a string. And you don't know what they're going through from an emotional standpoint behind the screen, but, you know, behind the scenes. So I'm so glad that you're sharing with us that, and also bringing us an exceptional new EP. But that's just from my perspective. How do you feel you did as far as with the overall project, the new EP, Lovers?
Thank you. I'm really glad you liked it. I mean, for me, I really, really love that EP, because I put a lot of, like, hard work and investment into that. And the producers that I've worked with, they've been incredible. They got my, you know, style and the vibe that I was going for, like, Love Potions. I wanted that to be, like, a nursery rhyme, like, people singing back and chanting, like, really catchy. Like, and Eric Santacola was the producer, and he's done a lot of, like, top 40 billboards for producing for them. And he really got the vibe that I was going for, and I'm actually working with him on a new single. And in terms of, like, the pop, electro-pop style with the classical infusion, that's what I really wanted for my first EP. So I think I was able to express what I wanted to share, you know, with everyone. And, yeah, and, like, for the Better Day, I put a lot of classical instruments and sounds in that song. And just everyone that worked with on this EP, like, they were really collaborative, and I was really happy with it. hopefully people like it.
Well, from what I've seen, and again, I might be a little bit biased, but the feedback that we've been getting, people love, the listeners love the EP. And actually, I'm a little biased because out of the entire EP, one of my favorite songs on the EP is called Hidden Gem.
You did, oh my God!
You did a wonderful job on that. And what I'm so thoroughly impressed with that particular song, to me, you got an opportunity to invoke your vocal prowess. Because a lot of times we get in the studio and we don't get an opportunity to catch the essence of what an artist can really bring. And with that particular song, I got an opportunity to just kind of fall in love with your vocals. So how do you feel about that particular single on the new EP?
I actually also like that. It's more like a pop dance track. So M.A. is the producer who produced that. Like so we've been just going through back and forth, like, how about this sound and that sound, and then adding these melodies and so forth. And he really came up with a great production track, so I'm really pleased with that. And in terms of the vocals, I actually was in studio with Daryl Swan, who vocal engineered my studio session, and he is amazing to work with, and he really brought my vocals out. And in that song, like, you can hear a little bit of kind of like an airy, ethereal voice, but also some raspiness in there, and I get to belt out, you know, the chorus as well. So that was, I think that and the better song was probably the two songs that showed my vocal abilities the most out of the whole EP, I think.
Man, as I said, I sit up and I listened to it, I think, what, four times, and I'm like, okay, this is really good. But then Hidden Gems, I'm like, okay, we've switched it up, more airy, but also a rawness to it that I'm just definitely, definitely vibing with. And to all the listeners out there, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The Teddy Bear doesn't give you though. We are being joined by the super talented Victoria. So far be it for me to deprive the listeners of some pure, captivating music. Let's get into it. One of the many hit singles from the new EP, Lovers, from Victoria with Love Potions, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Burn like fire, freeze like ice. My heart was crushed, no one's with twice. Hardest own, softest feather. Time was an echo on a rolling dice. Trapped in this cage, stuck with words on this page. Lost in dead sea, my wings constantly free. Your charms, your treasure, in a state of pleasure. Run around spinning emotions, pulling me with love potions. Your spell, your magic, loving you was magic. Run around spinning emotions, pulling me with love potions. I'm scared, baby, I love you more. Turns to thorns, my weakness. Cards in the dark, face in the light under your eyes. You held my hand, I was spellbound when we ran. Your charms, your treasure, in a state of pleasure. Run around spinning emotions, we'll be on you in love potions. Your spell, your magic, loving you was magic. The buying is got Never again will I hear be one without your spell. I'm free and running bright. No time to change your and stay the same. Run around spinning with motion. We'll be out with you in a potion. Your spell, your magic, loving you with but you gotta smile more. Tell me this, baby, I love you more. Tell me this, but you gotta smile more.
The super talented Victoria, of course, from her new EP, Love Potions. Yes, Lord, lovers, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new EP is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And be sure to stop by her official website to make sure you get all the comings and goings and what she has planned, upcoming tours and events. Stop by at Victoria.com. My love, I must ask you, the short time that I've had an opportunity to vibe with you here in the zone, to me, you have so many things that you are extremely, extremely talented at. And at any time, do you ever get bored because you try to do so many things at once? Do you ever find that time where, you know what, I want to kind of have some me time because you get so busy doing so many other things?
Yes and no. I mean, I can never get bored, like, of writing lyrics and songs and singing. Like, I've loved singing since I was young. And in terms of me time, I think as I get older, I've realized there are certain things in life that don't matter as much, and it's really important to commit to self-care and self-love. So I do take time off sometimes, just to, like, I wouldn't say meditate because I have, like, trouble focusing, but just to, like, let everything go and to just have my me time alone and reflect on things in life. And then I then think about, you know, new songs and what to do next and stuff. So it's kind of like back and forth because my mind's, like, never at rest. But I do try and get some rest.
Yeah. I can definitely relate. For an artist, for yourself, certain things motivate us. And you being the writer that you are there any places that you've had an opportunity to travel to, different cities, different countries, different parts of the world in general that you've actually used to actually motivate or incorporate in your music, or is something that you just found something about that place you were that just, like, really just helped your writing ability at that particular moment in time?
That's a great question. I think most of my latest EP, most of the songs on there have been inspired by my boyfriend, who's he's my first ever boyfriend. So this happened in LA. So most of the inspirations are from there. But then Hidden Gem, for example, because we go to Hawaii a lot, and that's, like, a romantic, like, place to be at. So for Hidden Gem, I wanted to make it a love song where people can just fall in love and feel like they're somewhere else, not, you know,
right,
on stressful earth. And for Better Day, I think it speaks of my hometown, because I was born in Burma. I grew up in England. So it has, like, a few relations to Burma and London in that song. Yeah.
Okay. So we got the music. We have the music. You're doing your thing. We're loving it. We're definitely vibing off of it. When can we expect some live performances, tours, and things of that nature? Because I know we would really love to see you perform live.
Yes, I'm really excited because I've been waiting for my EP to be released and done so that I can do live shows. So I did one at the Whiskey A Go-Go a few months ago and the Silver Lake Lounge with my DJ, and then just me acoustic night with my keyboard. But in September, I'm trying to get lining up some shows so that I can do with a live band. That's what I've been really focusing on this month, getting my band together and performing live shows next month in September, mid to late September, I'd say. So all that info will go on my website and social media and stuff. Yeah.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to it. And hopefully soon you will make your way down here to Texas. We would love to have you perform here in the studio. And again, I'm really vibing with the entire EP. I am so pleased and proud that you've taken the time to share and give a little bit of yourself. You shared a little bit of yourself with us, because I know in today's music age with social media, once people become comfortable with you, they want to know more about you. How have you managed to kind of balance those two? Because the more popular you've become, more people want to know more about you.
That's also a really great question. I mean, most of the things I post on Instagram would kind of express how I'm feeling that day or like the mood that I'm in. But also I reply to my fans in the DMs if they ask me questions and stuff. So I try and be more personable like that, and also in comments, I reply back to them. Just, you know, scheduling life, personal life, my career, and sharing my feelings and stuff with fans. I think that's really important, because they are the one who make the songs happen, and they're the one hopefully who get inspired by them and hopefully help them in, you know, any sort of way.
Transparency goes a long way with a lot of real listeners and lovers of music. I must ask, if you could get in a time machine and go back 6 years ago, and you had an opportunity to have a conversation with that Victoria 6 years ago, what would be some of the things that you would tell her to be prepared for?
Oh, that's really hard, because I'm kind of torn between two things. Like, for me, who I am today and who I've become, I think that's right. All because of the challenges, obstacles, and struggles that I went through. So in that aspect, I don't want to change anything, because I am pretty pleased with, you know, how I've turned out so far. But on the other hand, like, I mean, obviously it would be great if I could just warn myself, you know, to, like, these problems here and there, but I don't think I would become who I am. Like, just by changing a little bit of history, that can change quite a lot and quite a bit.
Because
I think about time traveling all the time. I literally wish there was a time machine. but honestly, I don't think I could change anything, because even though, like, there's suffering in this world,
right,
I think without suffering, there's no compassion. And without, you know, going through personal, like, life struggles and stuff, you wouldn't learn a lot of things and be knowledgeable.
Self-awareness is all a part of the journey. And speaking of the journey, the song, I call it the song, Better Day. Tell the listeners out there about that particular single from the new EP, Lovers.
Oh, Better Day is a pop ballad, and I absolutely love that song. I get to incorporate a classical, like, orchestral feeling into that song. But so the song can be either about, you know, relationships, you know, separation. For me, it was more about leaving my life in LA behind. And should I go back, you know, to my hometown, but then leaving everything behind in LA. And I don't want to, basically. But, yeah, it's just like questioning myself, and to, no matter what happens, to keep going and to keep fighting for what you love and not to give up, really. So the song's about separation from your loved one.
Well, we've all been there at one time or another, but it's an amazing feeling when you find that special someone who gets you, you know, kizma to kizma, so to speak. It's definitely a beautiful experience, and let's get into it. Of course, the hit single, one of the many wonderfully written singles from the new album, of course, Lovers by Victoria with, yes, Lord, Better Day, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.
I have met with the president, who is on the
I woke up today with a tear in my eye. You can't smile, no you can't laugh. I'm lying in bed, staring up at the ceiling. You can't cry, no you can't hide. How can things get so wrong? How can I push myself to take the pain away?
Spotify, and also at Amazon.com. And to get the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by our official website at Victoria.com. Also on Instagram and Twitter. That's at Instagram.com/Life of Victoria in the same handle for Twitter. And also stop by to get the latest updates of our upcoming films. Go to imdb.me/Victoria. Yes, Lord. So it is written, so it shall be done. My queen, it was definitely a privilege to have you on the show. Think of this as your home away from home, and whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Much continued success to you, my love.
Thank you so much. I really had a great time talking to you.
Well, thank you. We try. My cup runneth over, my queen. Continued success. Stay sweet and have a phenomenal weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. Likewise. Take care.
All right. The very talented Victoria here in the zone of LOTO Radio. While I got you here, like Linus, safe and sound with his extra cuddly blanket, with a cup of tea, just a spoonful of honey.